BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, YouTuber Joe Sugg plays innuendo bingo. Joe gets absolutely soaked to the point where he has to wring out his clothes. So Joe Sugg, innuendo bingo on this podcast. The video is on the Radio 1 YouTube. Now, would you date a mate for 40 days? Real or no real with Hugh Stevens. And I've got a brand new phrase that I'm just slipping into the show today thanks to Justin Timberlake.
BBC Radio 1.
Want to say hi to everyone that I met at the Dundee Students Union last night. What a night!
Wow, this must have been one that... Was it one of the first freshers ones for you then?
Yep. Scotland go back first, so... Hello, Dundee.
And what are the freshers saying then this year?
The freshers are keen and ruddy.
Right.
And the thing is, like, last night they would have already had, what... they would have already had, like, quite three quite big nights out already. But just up for it. Amazing. I want to shout out to the drummer on the dance floor that I saw last night. I've never seen this before. I actually witnessed a bloke's watch getting stuck in some girl's hair while he was dancing.
Oh, God.
In kind of slow motion.
Really?
And then he tweeted about it earlier. It's a guy called Ross. And I just saw this. And I was like, oh, yeah, I actually saw this happen. I saw it unfold. He says, can't believe my watch got stuck in some chick's hair while I was cutting shapes to DJ Scott Mills last night. And the further he moved his hands up, the more she was like, ah, my hair!
Cutting shapes.
Oh, yeah. Today, it's big innuendo bingo. We've got Joe Sugg off the internet playing. I'm getting messages, like tweets from every corner of the world. Very excited about this. So, Joe makes silly videos on YouTube and puts them up. He's got quite a following. He's even had a go at innuendo bingo himself before.
It's actually crazy the amount of tweets. And you must be the same, because he's including his tweet. It's just... seems like the whole internet is raining down on Twitter at the moment.
It is. Don't worry about it, by the way. If you're in school or college and maybe you're trying to sneakily listen to Joe, we're going to put the whole video up on the Radio 1 YouTube a bit later on. So when you get home from school or college, you'll be able to watch it. But he is getting wet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Matthew, who is listening on the Isle of Man. He says, your show is getting me through a power cut that we're having on the Isle of Man right now.
How's he listening in?
I don't know.
Phone, I guess.
Phone, yeah. You can listen on your phone now. I'm going there soon. I hope they get it sorted by then.
Are you? Holiday?
No, I'm doing a DJ gig.
Oh, wow.
Actually, that's 2 months away, so they'll probably have the power on by then, will they?
Well...
The two-month power cut.
Well, yes.
I know
I'm
it's
sure.
The Isle of Man, but they do have electricity.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
That reminds me of that... Oh, you need to get the power back on. That wedding, do you remember I did for that lottery winner once? And right, the power went off.
Yeah, I wasn't there for this, but it's an amazing story. Because if I won the lottery, I would book the person who, you know, pressed go on the machine
on
as
the,
well.
On the buttons.
On the button.
So this guy actually booked me to play his wedding because he won about £5 million on the night that I was presenting the National Lottery on BBC One. And I was like, yeah, right, you've got money, so I'll do it. You know?
All kicked off, didn't it?
It kicked off. There was a massive power cut in the middle of this big castle where they had the wedding. And I was like, what do you want me to do? Sing? Because this mixer ain't working and I can't get the lights to work.
Wasn't it the couple fell out?
The couple fell out massively. And I remember him being underneath the DJ booth going, I can't fix it. It's not working. It must be a fuse or something. And the bride going, make it work! Why doesn't it work? This is my wedding! So yeah, happy times. Yeah. Real nice first day together. Innuendo Bingo is coming up at 1:45. I can't believe Twitter's going crazy for this. So if you don't know who Joe Sugg is, Chris, explain.
Well, he's like massive on YouTube. He's got loads and loads of subscribers as it is. He's got loads and loads of fans. But he loves playing innuendo bingo, and he hasn't changed the name of it or anything. He puts these videos up of him playing innuendo bingo. Loads and loads of people like them.
Yeah, he's like an ambassador for bingo, really.
Yeah, so we thought we'd get him in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Joe Sugg.
Hello, Scott Mills.
How are you? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you.
So there is a lot of excitement about this today. I am seeing people in Italy.
Italy?
Spain, I've seen. Mexico. are on.
Australia.
Australia. Have you seen Australia?
Yeah, I've seen Australia.
And New Zealand. Yeah, they're on. America, I've just seen some people as well. All very excited for you to be on Innuendo Bingo today.
All around the world.
So when did you start, like, making videos for YouTube?
It was about a year ago, just over a year ago, and my sister was like, you should make a video. And I was like, you know what, I will. Because, like, you know the whole, like, sibling rivalry? Like,
yeah.
Because she's already quite big on YouTube.
Yes.
Yes.
You were telling me about this earlier.
Right,
yeah.
So your sister already has, like, loads and loads of subscribers to her YouTube account.
Yeah.
She puts these videos out and they get millions of views.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So you thought, I want a piece of that.
I thought, sibling rivalry, I can do better than her, but no. She's too far in front, but yeah. Hello, Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Hello, Zoe.
And the rest of the YouTube community.
Yes. I know, the YouTubers are very excited for today. It's a beautiful meeting of everything, of Radio 1,
a
of
clash
YouTube.
Of two worlds.
And so, Joe, you play Innuendo Bingo quite a lot as well.
Yeah, so I do, like, a... It's like a YouTuber. I do a YouTuber version because I was a bit worried when you invited me because I thought, oh God, Scott Mills is going to sue me or something.
No.
Like, taking his idea.
Well, to be honest, I considered it, Joe. But, no,
but no, yeah, I did a like a YouTuber version of like other like my friends' like YouTube videos. I take clips from their videos and then just spray war over people.
How
and I love it.
How much time are you spending on the internet daily?
Not a lot actually, because my actual full I still have a full time job as a roof thatcher.
Yeah,
that's hence why I'm called Thatcher Joe, not because of the political lady.
You're an actual Thatcher.
Yeah, I'm an actual roof Thatcher. So hello to all the roof Thatchers out there as well.
I love that you keep saying hello to these various different.
I like
hello one.
I've got a long list.
Here's the thing, right? We often say hello to farmers.
Yeah.
We get a lot of young farmers listening. I don't think I've ever said hello to roof Thatchers, and there's a lot of them. So hi, roof Thatchers.
Yes. Yeah. Hello.
Well. Okay. Right. So you know how bingo works.
Yeah.
All going to be fine. We've got some brilliant new clips today, which we are going to play for you in just a minute. Thank you if you've sent them in. Keep them coming in, by the way. Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is the best way to get them to me on my email. We'll play Chase and Status' new track, Count on Me. I'll let yourself both get ready and get in the zone for Innuendo Bingo. If you're trying to watch it at the moment and it says there's not much happening, that's because there isn't. But we're going to turn the cameras on next.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC.co.uk/Radio 1. On your computer, on your phone. Wave, everybody. Joe Sugg, off of the internet, is about to play Innuendo Bingo.
I'm so excited.
In the Radio 1 studio, and we've got fresh sheets. Mmm.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Don't let the music scare you, Joe. It's absolutely fine. It's just spitting water over each other.
I'm going to go for it.
Why is that one a different colour?
It's the only one that's cloudy.
Yeah, you can have that one, Chris.
Oh, have we got cloudy waters? It's because we're in that London.
The thing is, if I have this one, the point is it gets spat over you.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Actually, you would have been better taking it.
Damn.
All fine.
Okay, so everyone's hair's looking really good today, but not for long. just notice, Chris, your hair's looking particularly good today. What have you done to it?
Absolutely nothing.
Is that a dry wax?
No. Oh. Why do you keep making out that I'm going more Hollywood? Or?
Well, it used to be that green tub of wet look gel for a pound, do you remember?
Right.
And Joe's ready.
Ready.
Let us know if you're watching Innuendo Bingo for the first time today. A lot of your fans will be watching on the internet. If you're not watching at the moment, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Alicia's very excited. So is Ellie. And someone called Ruth Thatcher who thought we were giving her a shout out.
Well, yeah. Hi, Ruth.
Have it. Hi, Ruth Thatcher. Sarah's been on. Adam's been on. Claudia, Kelly, Katie, so many people. Okay, let's play Thursday's Innuendo Bingo with YouTuber Joe Suck. Okay.
Right.
Now, let's make this a good one.
Just check in the pocket. There's nothing valuable in there to get wet.
Let's really go for it.
Right, ready?
You ready?
From the off.
Uh-huh.
From the off. From the. Sometimes they're a bit slow to start, but I think we should just go for it today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, as we often do on Innuendo Bingo, first, we're heading over to BBC Radio 2. And it's Ken Bruce revealing to Bobby off of the travel that he's upset that he hasn't had a call to star in a pantomime yet this Christmas.
Just dial, get one of the numbers wrong, you know, it goes to somebody else.
Such a perfect widow pranky.
Ah, it's cold.
We haven't even got to the end.
What did you get?
What made you lose it there, please, Chris?
I can't.
Just the idea of Ken Bruce's widow pranky.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have to play it again. We didn't even get to the end, I'm sorry. Okay, more water.
What a start.
Impressive start.
Dial, get one of the numbers wrong, you know, it goes to somebody else.
Such a perfect widow pranky, wouldn't you? Okay.
Have you seen my twanky?
She said he'd be a perfect widow twanky. And Ken replied with that. God. Oh,
that's gone straight to the boxes.
I know, mate.
Straight away.
Oh, yep.
Did you bring spare pants?
I did.
It's well prepared.
Have you seen my twanky?
Thank you, Ken. Okay, good. So we're off and running. Everyone's quite wet already. Impressive. Yeah. Okay, now we're going over to the Great British Bake Off, which is a gold mine of innuendo bingo. Mm. And they're taking on the challenge of making some meringues here, I believe. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Is that big enough? Because it says to make six. Then that's the size of the spoon.
I'm seeing Becca do it. She has quite big ones.
Small spurt from Sug. Stark remains calm.
She has quite big ones. She has quite big ones.
No, that's not going anywhere, is it?
Absolutely fine.
Okay. Now, who likes the show? Don't get done, get Dom.
Never heard of it.
Dominic
Never
Littlewood.
Never heard of that?
Oh, it's one of Chris's favourites.
Oh, my word. You need to get on that, mate.
Dominic Littlewood, who fights crime single-handedly, and people who are fraudsters. Now, he's been round someone's house, and he's not happy, Dom. Ready?
Mm-hmm. I can tell straight away you haven't been living here for a while, have you?
No, over a year and a half now.
Do you need a kick? All right, first signs of cracks, obviously, there, yeah?
Yes.
Now, I've seen a few cracks in my time, but as Affy leads me to her kitchen, something tells me I could be in for a big surprise.
First time we've had Dominic Littlewood on
his voice.
On Innuendo Bingo.
That's the perfect voice of bingo.
He's really a is. Hero.
More water, please. Oh, yeah, we said we were banning Great British Bake Off. We didn't do it. Sorry, forgot. Water?
Now, I've seen a few cracks in my time.
Chris, no hands, you know the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going over to Big Brother now. Celebrity Big Brother. Anyone watching that? Joe?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Courtney, Bruce, Les, Battersby, Sophie and Louis Spence are all in the kitchen. And Sophie in particular, not happy with what she's trying out at all.
Right, I just think we should just give it a go. Right.
I'm not eating it. I'm not eating it. Bruce, are you eating yours?
What was that black thing like, Louis?
Just put it in and just swallow it.
Swallow it. Louis Spence there off of dancing.
Oh, Louis.
Oh, wow.
And they were eating boiled chicken feet and seaweed. Who wants to have that? Okay, more waters, please.
Okay.
Who's West?
I feel drenched.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I think we should both head towards the face at this stage of the game. We're halfway through already. Now, Adele Roberts on Radio 1 here. A big fan of Ellie Goulding's Live Lounge on Tuesday, weren't you, Adele?
Also part of Even More Music Month, she christened it for us yesterday, she did. She kicked it off, the wonderful Ellie Goulding, currently number one. Came in to see Fern on her birthday as well. Two banging blondes in the same place. I was absolutely loving it. You better believe I was streaming all that live on my laptop.
I bet you were.
Oh, yes, you were.
Yes, Adele. You loved it.
It's a good job this watch is water resistant.
Love Adele Roberts.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's definitely got wetter now, hasn't it? It's taken it up a gear. Yeah.
Back at my house, I only have one sheet, and that's for my sofa, because we've got a new sofa. And we're not allowed to have any food on there or drink, so I've got this one sheet that I use.
But I like it that you have purchased a sheet for Innuendo Bingo at your house.
I had to ask my dad, can I borrow a sheet?
Your parents sound very similar to our management.
Same. Okay, so now we're going over to BBC Athletics. If you could take some more water in, please.
Mm-hmm.
And asking the questions that really matter here with Colin Jackson.
Sean, when you have a single competitor like Karani to focus on, how difficult is that when it comes to major championships and then when they're inside you?
Chris! That was uncalled for.
That was blasting back for the wall.
The full force of it there. Almost, yeah, it did have you against the wall there, didn't it? Okay.
Almost knocked off my stool.
Okay. We've got a good one now. Thanks, this is one of my favourites in recent weeks from BBC Bristol.
Bristol.
They love it on BBC Bristol. They do.
West Country.
I know. Where are you off of, Joe?
I'm off of a place called Wiltshire.
Oh, I know.
Near Bath.
Yeah, near Bath. Yeah.
Very nice part of the world.
Nice, nice. Okay, BBC Bristol. And here they often spend their mornings, as they do in Bristol and Wiltshire, talking about various different types of bird species.
And they're splendid little fellas. They're easy to recognise because of the blue bit. They're a member of the tit family.
Come on. We've all heard it before. Let's get to the end of it.
I was being silly there.
Let's get his voice. His voice gets me.
I know. Again. Ready? Here we go.
And they're splendid little fellas. They're easy to recognise because of the blue bit. They're a member of the tit family. Can you name any other British tits, Rog?
Plenty in my time.
Thanks, Rog.
Sorry, Chris.
All right.
Waters?
Wait.
Yeah, I've got a similar situation.
Oh, you have to ring it out now.
Half time.
Okay. Very good. Let's go over to test match cricket now. Don't know what they're talking about here, but it's cricket. I wouldn't know anyway.
He's doing a brilliant job. Absolutely brilliant job. It's the technique. You've got to tip it out of the bag, right? And then you've got to bash it with your fist. And he's bashing away here at the moment. Really bat- Listen to that. That's technique.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's good. Jim Maxwell there, talking about fixing the pitch. I don't know, still no wiser. Okay. More water. Okay. Nearly there, lads.
Oh.
Cheers, mate.
Okay.
It's just gone. I mean, it's right through, isn't it?
It's literally like being pushed in a swimming pool.
Yeah. All right.
Now, I like it when we go over to Antiques Roadshow and they go and see one of the experts to see if their old stuff's worth anything. And here's a lady getting advice off one of the experts. She's just taken her stuff along to see if it's worth anything.
The leather's very thin. It's less than a millimetre. So whoever did that tanning was very skilled.
Yes, because, I mean, it does get polished occasionally, but I'm not the world's best housewife.
I don't want you to polish it anymore. Just love it and touch it.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
this could be the wettest one yet.
Oh, it's up there. Oh. It's up there.
Yeah, that's a wet one, that was.
If Roger from BBC Bristol were here, he'd say this.
Your shoes are still dry, though, Chris.
Oh, good.
Change that. Joshy Homme was in the live match today. I like it when people get his name a bit wrong. Josh Homme. He's off of Queens of the Stone Age. Did a good live lounge with Fern. More water, please.
Okay.
And here he is on Zane's Masterpieces, a classic here. Homme classic.
So it's all based by the court of public opinion. You know when you get the nod and when you get the finger. One of them feels good and one of them feels bad.
Just talking about achieving success in the music industry there on Zane's Masterpieces.
Of course. Oh, what are they like?
I know. Okay. One more. One Let's more. Go for it.
Right, I need a new...
One more.
Oh, if I move, I just get I know. Wet in more places.
I know. Do you want more?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Right. Oh, wow.
I'm going for a big one this time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Try fit a whole cup in.
A whole Ready? Cup.
Someone says there's a water outline of Joe on the screen behind him.
Oh my god, watch this. This is kind of weird.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if
what
I should
are you doing,
recommend
Joe?
You do this, but impressive skills. Mm. Just try and get it all in. Hang on.
What, the whole rim of the cup? Oh, all the waters. Impressive. Oh my word. Okay, hold that. Hold it. So we're going over to Jeremy Vine now on BBC Radio 2, and it's a school that breeds cockerels. This can only go well. Ready? Quite long. Try and get through it for me.
What is his name?
Sarah.
Sarah?
Sarah, yes. There is a reason for it, though.
Well, now I'm trying to work out if I should ask the reason or ask about the earring.
No, it's actually quite simple. The school incubated some eggs and they named all the chicks after some teachers. So we have Sarah, Mary and Adam. And Mary and Adam are turned out to be girls and Sarah turned out to be a cock.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Is everyone all right?
Yes.
Right, okay. Oh. Has anyone got a change of clothes?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Joe, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on... Oh, my word. Have you on Innuendo Bingo today. Thank you so much. It was really, really good. And don't forget, we'll be able to get that for you on the Radio 1 YouTube. As soon as we can. I think a lot of water has been consumed. A lot has been spat. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Bye.
There we are.
Sarah turned out to be a cock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1, Scott Mills. I just want to say thank you to Justin Timberlake for providing me with a new phrase, which I'm going to have. He can't have copyrighted it or anything, can he?
Why have you picked up on this phrase so much?
Because I liked it. And so he was, like artists talk about the songs and talk about what they've been up to in the music. And the other night he was recording a Radio 1 Live Lounge session, which I was talking about yesterday. It was incredible. And I have decided that I'm going to drop it into the show where I can today. Do you want to know what the phrase is? It's just one word.
I think you're going to draw too much attention to it now, but you're gone, then.
Oh, should I have just done it, do you think, and then said what it was after?
Yeah, because if it's a phrase that you're using to try and make yourself sound cooler, it's like, now that you're making such a big thing of it, it's just going to make it sound like...
Okay. Well, I might as well say it now. I mean, I've gone this far. Sidebar.
What do you mean? Context?
It's like when you've got something else to add. Like,
sidebar.
So instead you say, sidebar, and he said it, and I was like, oh, that's really cool.
I still don't understand.
Okay, so, for instance, he would say something like, so that was Suit and Tie, and I've been making, hi y'all, I've been making a lot of new songs from the album. Sidebar, a lot of them didn't make it onto the album. Do you see what I mean?
I still don't get it, so let me try and do it.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Justin Timberlake.
It's kind of like brackets.
I've been making some albums. Sidebar, it's great weather outside.
No, you're using the sidebar wrong. It's a kind of, and also, or like brackets. You know, like if you write it, you put it in brackets. Sidebar.
Okay. Hi, I'm Chris. Sidebar. Sidebar.
No, start. Again. Start again.
This is silly. Hi, I'm Chris. I'm 26. I'm from Pinner. Sidebar. It's a great day. I'm not really
using it right there.
Okay. Maybe this phrase isn't for me.
I really like it, and I'm going to, like, if you hear me go sidebar today, then that's why, because I've learned it off Justin Timberlake. It's my new thing. You don't really get it, do you?
I don't, but let's move on.
No. Isn't it off of Windows, sidebar? He's been spending too long on the social networks, hasn't he, since he's doing that film? That's what he's been doing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, can you beat Stupid Street? James might have a go. Hi, James.
Hello.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Leicestershire. Are
you a young farmer?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Young farmer and proud. They do it in the field. But you've got a T-shirt with it on, you blatantly have.
Not at the moment, no.
Not now.
Dirty check shirt on.
Yes. What are you doing, please?
I'm stacking bales.
Is that one?
Bet you are.
Play okay. On the spot.
I don't know what you're talking about. Do you know anything about Macklemore?
Not really.
No. Do you like Thrift Shop?
Yes, cracking song.
What about Can't Hold Us? That was good, wasn't it?
Yep, they're all good.
Have you heard Same Love, the new one? It's our track of the day.
Not yet, no.
Oh, right, okay. So this is the first time you're hearing it. I'm going to play it in a minute. First of all, I'm going to test your knowledge of Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. I've got 15 facts. I'm going to read them out. Then you read them back to me, or as many as you can remember, and see if you beat Lindsay on Sheeper Street. You ready, James?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go. Macklemore is a rapper from Seattle. He is 30 years old. His real name is Ben Haggerty. He loves pizza. He has released one mixtape and three EPs. He has two siblings. He is a fan of the Seattle Mariners baseball team. He is 1.82 meters tall. His new single, Same Love, is out 14th of October.
It's the follow-up to Thrift Shop and Can't Hold Us. It's taken from the album The Heist. The Heist reached number 25 in the UK album charts. The album is produced by Ryan Lewis. Ryan loves photography. Ryan is an Aries. Okay, James, 30 seconds to tell me back. Go!
Ryan is an Aries. He's 30. He's got two siblings. His new song's from the Thrift Shop album or something like that. His real name's Benjamin Smith. He's from Seattle. He's a fan of the Seattle baseball team. I've lost count now. I think that's about it.
You done?
1 point.
Go!
1.8 metres tall or something like that as well.
Okay, I've got your answers. Let's see how Lindsay off Stupid Street did when we asked her the same. We asked her to recount back the facts.
Ryan is an Aries. He loves photography. The other guy's 30. this is really hard. Something to do with Ben Howard, I think.
No.
I can't remember anything else. Something to do with Seattle. He was born in Seattle. 1 metre 82. He's a man. Oh, he likes some Seattle Beavers Club or something.
Doing it wrong.
Seattle Beavers Club?
No.
That's wrong, isn't it?
Good work. So, James.
Yes.
Lindsay got 5 out of 15.
Oh.
You got... Do you want to know how many?
Yep.
6.5 out of 15. Yes, you've beaten Stupid Street. How good is that?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
This is a good day.
It's a really good day. You've beaten someone on Stupid Street. Go tell your friends. Go tell your cows.
Thank you very much.
And let's play Macklemore. Ryan Lewis is our track of the day. Same love. Thank you, James. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, 'cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at little...
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, here's a question. Would you go out and... with one of your friends that you've known for absolutely ages?
Are you
an old friend?
You're asking me this personally as one of your friends?
Yeah. No, this is not like...
on radio.
This is not an invitation.
Can we make some very clear lines that I thought had been drawn?
The lines are not blurred, sidebar Robin Thicke, actually. I think you'll find that our friendship is what it is.
I don't want to be
any sidebar.
I'm not
inviting you. No, I'm not. I don't want you to be my sidebar. Right, this is two friends in New York, right? And they were both single. They'd been mates for a long time. And they decided to date each other every single day for 40 days. And it was just this thing that I was reading about earlier. And they just did it purely as an experiment. They just decided to date each other.
So they didn't fancy each other.
Well, it's one of those things. I mean, if you've been a friend with someone for ages, this is not about the friend that you really, really fancy. Okay, this is about someone that's been your friend for a long time. Mm. And you just think, okay, yeah, maybe we could give it a go. We get on really well, so why not? So they tried it. They had to see each other every day, and they had to be totally exclusive. And then every evening, they had to separately complete a questionnaire to document their feelings. It's quite American, isn't it? Oh, and also add in a trip to the psychologist every week. It's America.
Okay.
And then they did this blog, which they blogged about every day, called 40 Days of Dating. Loads of people looked at the blog every day. They had a massive Twitter fan base, hundreds of thousands of views, and now they have signed up to a Hollywood talent agency to handle all of the film offers that they've received for this story.
Okay, but so this is different, like really different. You fancying your mate and just having the courage to kind of... So this is two people who don't fancy each other at first. Right, they just sort of, they're aware
that... Doesn't matter, yeah.
Yeah. It's
they may have fancied each other once upon a time, but they're in that friend zone thing now.
Okay. I get you now.
But they're like, okay, well, we both get on. It might work. Let's give it a go. You know, and let's do an experiment. And it doesn't really make it clear on this thing I've been reading, but I think they're still together. It doesn't really reveal it on this thing that I read online. Here's my favourite thing from the bit that I read. Readers were thrilled when they revealed on day 24-25 they'd finally done the deed.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So what you're saying is if two people just committed to certain rules...
Yeah, 40 days.
...and just said, look, I'm going to sit... And you have that honest conversation with someone, say, look, we're friends, but we're both single, can... You know, why don't we give this a go? And you've got to sign up to these rules.
Yes, and the rules are you can't date anyone else. You have to be exclusive. You can't with anyone else. And you've got to date each other and see each other for 40 days and see if it works out.
And seemingly it has with these.
I think so. Would you do that with any of your friends? Chango, Chinese Dave?
No, I can't say. But then...
Sardosa.
Is that not the point that you sort of... If me and Sardosa were thinking of dating...
Can everyone just stop for a minute and think about actually dating Sardosa?
Well, what a dream that would be. He has got a girlfriend, Scott.
Well, I know.
I mean, let's not put him down too much. I mean, he is a catch.
I know that very much. But think about actually dating him.
But if I... No, but what you're saying here is if we signed up to these rules and did 40 days and properly committed to it...
I don't want to do it with
see
you.
See what happens. Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. Don't get it twisted.
Make this very clear.
No, don't think this is an invitation.
No,
because as I said at the beginning of when we started talking about this, it's not an invitation.
I don't want to receive an invitation.
Well, you're not having an invitation. I never even gave you an invitation in the first place, did I?
Don't talk about it then.
I'm just putting it out there. Now, maybe if... Not to you.
Oh.
There's other people listening.
Right.
Now, if you've been a friend of someone for ages, maybe you're both single, you're the best of friends, have you ever thought about it? Because tonight, maybe tonight could be the night. You meet them in the pub or whatever, let's go for a drink. Maybe you even live in the same house with them. You tell them about this and that they did this in New York and you blame it on the experiment and then say, why don't we give it a go? Huh?
It's not a bad idea.
I wonder if anyone has actually done this. Let me know on 8999.
Or is willing to do this.
Now, talking about this reminds me, didn't you and Becky make a pact once?
We made a pact.
That if you weren't together, each of you weren't together with someone by the time you were 30, I think it was.
It was something like that.
You were going to have it off with her.
Yeah.
No, or go out with her.
Go out with her. And I mean, we might...
What happened there?
Well, no, I'm not 30.
No?
I can't quite remember the rules of the pact anyway. Yeah. We don't need to be reminded.
A lot of people have these. It's like, if we've not met each other by the time this happens, then let's get
together. But that's different. That's bringing the pact forward. It's saying, you know, let's not do the pact. Let's just see how this works now.
This is the ultimate friend zone challenge, though. I want to know if anyone would actually do it or if anyone's done it already. To see if anyone's done it in the UK, because I'm talking about this couple in America that have done it before.
Yeah.
8999.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I like it when our listeners remember stuff that we just don't. Mm. Rianne on Twitter. Hey, Rianne. Now, she's got it in her iPod calendar that Chris and Becky have to marry in April 2015. It wasn't when you were 30 at all.
What were the conditions?
I don't know, but she's got it down April 2015, which is just a couple of years away. So you've got to marry Becky formally.
No, I don't have to marry Becky. That's the whole point.
No, you do. It's in her calendar. People listen to this show like you wouldn't believe, and they remember stuff, and they even write stuff down. Like, had we forgotten about that?
Yes.
April 2015. Put it down in your calendar, I would. Right, hello, who's on the phone?
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, you're right.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Tell me about it. So, would you do this challenge for 40 days?
Yeah, why not? Give it a go.
Who with?
Oh, I don't want to say his name.
Okay, don't say his name, but what is he to you? Is he like a best mate?
He's my friend. He got on with my sister, my twin sister. They knew each other for ages.
Okay,
and my
good.
Sister kept trying to set me up with him, and it never really happened. And now we're just friends.
Are you firmly in the friend zone?
We send each other pictures of cats.
Yeah,
I think you definitely means you are in the friend zone.
I really was worried about what you were going to say there, but
it's fine.
Luckily, it was cats.
No, friend zone.
So good.
So the thing is here, do you think he'd be kind of, if you explained this to him and said, look, it might not work out, it's one of those things, I'm not saying I really, really fancy you, but, you know, you're a nice guy, I'm a nice girl.
Yeah.
We send each other pictures of cats.
Yeah.
Shall we do this for 40 days?
I don't know. I'd be shy. I don't know if I'd do that. I don't know if I'd actually say those words. Unless I'd had a few.
Yeah, well, try
that. I might just have had a few.
We can ask him for you, maybe.
No, oh, God.
Oh, God. No, oh, please.
Why not?
See,
why
that's how much people trust us.
No, that's what I'm saying. Why don't we just explain it? If you find that difficult, I'm more than happy to ring him and explain.
Oh, no. Well, have a think about that. Maybe have a little sleep on it, Lisa, yeah?
Yeah, I could do. Oh, no.
Or you could ask him tonight and then let us know tomorrow.
I don't know. Well, he's my plus one to a wedding on Saturday, so I could ask him then, couldn't
great
I, really?
No, but that's a great start. If you get this dealt with before the weekend. Get the rules in place and then let the fun begin.
It sounds like you'd quite like to go out with him.
Oh.
Do you know what? There's not many blokes who'd send you pictures of cats.
That's true.
No.
Chris will ask him for you.
He doesn't like them.
I'll ask him for you.
We can do it on the show tomorrow.
Here's the deal. I'll tell you what, you think about it tonight. If you want to pursue this idea, then get in touch and I will call him for you tomorrow.
She will never answer
you
her phone again.
You don't have to. Just give it a think.
She won't answer the phone again.
Oh,
this is probably the last time we're ever going to speak, isn't it, Lisa? Don't scream my cause. It's really tacky.
I'll think about it.
Have a think.
All right, okay. Maybe I'll speak to you tomorrow then.
Yeah, okay.
I'm keeping your number. Remember, don't screen me.
All right.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Hugh Stevens.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Oh. Hey. You all right?
Yeah, I'm confused why I did so badly yesterday. Why have you asked me back?
Because we haven't got anyone else, Hugh.
Oh. Don't take that.
I mean...
It's because Hugh's fun.
Oh, you that's what... thanks, guys.
You bring the lols.
It's not just because I'm on next.
So, no, not at all. Okay. It's not a convenience thing, Hugh.
Okay,
don't
fine.
Think that it is. Okay. Am I being too honest? I've only had 2 hours sleep.
No, is that right?
I have to almost apologise for him. He's been fine up to now, and the lack of sleep seems to be catching up with him.
He's crumbled.
You can always tell, because I start staring like... you remember like the old agony aunt on This Morning? What's her name, Denise?
When she
like squints at the screen. Hello, lovey, what's your problem? That's what happens to me after a while of no sleep. Best I get the hell off the air soon, but first, it's time for Real or No Real. 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get right.
Before I go any further, Scott, can I just give a shout-out to everyone in the building? I've lost my trainers. Have anyone seen my trainers? They've got 3 yellow stripes down the side. I've lost them.
Are you me in 2002? This used to happen regularly to me, where I'd go out to a club and lose my trainers and then wonder where they were. Have you done that?
Well, I just lost them in work.
Have you just done a staff announcement?
Yes.
On the radio?
Yeah. I was going to tell Claire on reception, but I thought...
Hugh Stevens has lost his trainers. Please return them.
Exactly. I'd love them back.
That was good.
Thanks for that.
What did you wear home last night? Just barefoot?
Well, I swapped shoes. I'm wearing my old trainers today. They look old, don't they?
Why would anyone from Radio 1 nick a used pair of your trainers?
Well, I don't know.
Mind you never know something, wouldn't you?
Never know, Scott.
What about this lot, then?
Coldplay's huge hit Yellow got its name after Chris Martin was desperately in need of inspiration one day and spotted a copy of the Yellow Pages.
Oh, this is cool. If this is real, this is already my favourite fact, because I've actually wondered that before. Why he's singing about?
Because it was all yellow. I saw the video for that the other day. He looks so young walking down the beach.
Yes,
not saying he looks old now, but young. You know, I guess it was like over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So that song could have been called Thompson if he'd have looked at a different.
It could have.
Do you still get phone directories through your door?
They are a bit. Who.
I've not. They are quite who. I've not seen one through my door for a while.
I've got 4.
You've got 4.
In our communal post bit with the 2 flats below me.
Where do you live? The 70s?
There's 4 phone boxes, all still in cling film.
Are they?
No one's going to open that. You've got the internet.
I know. There's this new thing called the internet. That's weird, isn't it?
Don't do phone books anymore. No. Save some paper. Just don't worry about it. Get online.
Anyway, back in the day when they did use the Yellow Pages a lot, did Chris Martin get the inspiration he needed from the Yellow Pages that he just spotted on the side and then called the song Yellow?
I will love this if this is real. I'm going to say real.
I'm saying real as well.
That one is real.
Oh, yes! That's a great fact.
That is a brilliant, brilliant fact. What about this one? If it's true, impress your mates with it like you can with that last one.
Little Mix love cute pets so much that their rider on tour consists of a friendly guinea pig each to be played with before the show.
Like in a little cage or something
for them to play with. I assume that means it. That that condition there made it sound like there was someone whose job it was to play with the guinea pig.
No, yeah, it's one each, one guinea pig each. Now, sidebar, I do have a little bit of information for you here. I don't know whether it's anything to do with this, but when I was on Sunday brunch with Little Mix, they were very taken by these little animals that they had in, and it was like they'd petted similar animals before. Not that I'm giving you a clue here.
Was it their animals? Did they?
No. It was brought in by someone else. I think they were little pigs.
Well, there you go. That's exactly it, isn't it?
Little pig. But they weren't guinea pigs.
Oh, they weren't. Okay. No,
did you then cook the pigs on Sunday brunch? Is that
what they
were
cook them, Hugh. Oh. They were cute.
It's interesting, these riders thing, though, because, you know, when you reach a certain level of fame, you can get what you want. Wasn't it the Rizzle Kicks who asked for white goods?
Yeah, they asked for, like, dishwashers, microwaves.
Fridges, that kind
they
of
do.
Thing.
You know?
What, Rizzle Kicks do?
Yeah.
What do they do with them? Take them home?
Yeah.
On the rider?
Yeah. So you've got your Dustbusters in there, like they've kitted out their whole house.
That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
An example asked for a fridge magnet from where he's just played.
Oh, that's nice. That's low maintenance.
Is that example? I thought that was Ed Sheeran.
Oh, I'm getting confused.
I might be wrong.
I think it's an example. Anyway, Little Mix, guinea pigs, each to be played with before the show.
What do you think, Hugh?
Definitely real. They're doing well for themselves.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real. Mm.
What about this pop fact? Is this real?
Connor Maynard's middle name is Susan.
Connor Susan Maynard.
He might be one of those unlucky ones who's got a sneaky lady's name when it's as the middle name, you know? Oh, God, you lost it.
Susan. think about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what do we think?
Connor Susan Maynard. What's his mum called? Is she called Susan?
I don't know. But this does happen every now and then where the middle name is a girl's.
My middle name is Helen.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm.
No, it's not. I've read your autobiography.
Oh, yeah.
Still available.
It's not
Helen.
It's not Helen. It's Robert. Quite boring, really.
All right.
Okay.
Mine's Meredith.
Yours is what?
Meredith.
Pull up. There's a good middle name.
It's like the Welsh version of Meredith. Meredith.
Meredith.
So my initials, HMS.
That's pretty cool.
I need to use that somehow, don't I?
You should, yeah.
Okay.
You need to put, you know, on the drop down when you order like stuff online and it says you can be like Mr., Mrs., you can be Lord. I'd sometimes do that. You can
you
be Vic.
Lord.
Yeah, Lord Mills. It arrives like it's a treat when it arrives in the post.
Lord Mills.
You could change it to HMS.
That'd be good. HMS Stevens.
Connor Maynard's middle name is Susan. Real or no real?
Oh, I'd love this to be real. I'm saying real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Shame.
Am I going to beat Chris Dan today? I think I might.
One more.
Biffy Clyro got their name after playing around making up fake Cliff Richard merchandise. They created a pen called Cliffy Biro, which later became Biffy Clyro.
Brilliant.
This is fascinating. I'd love to know how they came up with that name.
Because back in the day, people used to mock Biffy Clyro for having a silly name, didn't they?
Yeah.
My friend Frankie, right, from Frankie and the Heartstrings.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant, right? He was watching Biffy Clyro at Reading, and Biffy Clyro were headlining after 15 years, and all these fireworks were going up and all the pyrotechnics, and Frankie was having a pint. He put his pint down, stood up, went, Biffy Pyro! Sat back down again. Didn't say another word all night, apparently. Biffy Pyro!
That was it.
I think this is real. I've read this in an interview with a band. This is 100% real, I think. Cliffy Biro. If Cliff Richard had his own make of pens.
Yeah.
Cliff Richard makes his own wine.
Yeah, he does.
He really does.
Yes.
Does anything. Pens, wine.
He's got it all.
Yeah.
So Biffy Clyro was actually Cliffy Biro, a name they made up when they were creating fake Cliff Richard merchandise, like you do when you're a bit bored.
100% real.
Okay, well, this is the problem. I can't argue with Hugh, but at the moment the scores are tied, so I'm going to go the other way with this. No real.
That one is real.
So at the end of that,
I scored 20, Hugh scored 30. And
yes! First time I've ever beat you, Chris.
Yes. Well done, Hugh.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, gentleman's handshake.
I like that.
So that was all the fun from Thursday's show. Join us for the last one of the week tomorrow, 1 till 4 on BBC Radio 1. Hit subscribe and you will get this handy podcast forever. Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.